For joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We consider it an honor to get time with you. And I want to tell you about our really, really cool guest, Kelly Ballari. Now, she's written a book about taking captive every thought. Every thought. And sometimes we struggle. I don't know about you, but sometimes I struggle with my thought life. I worry, I get afraid, or I think something's not true. And I think that's accurate for you as well. So I really want to encourage you to watch this interview. And Mom, here's an encouraging testimony as well that you read about from Jane.
Yes, I did. This is Tanya. Tanya was able to get the rest of her dental work done for free after praying with us. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Free.
Wonderful. I like that you flipped it and picked out Tanya, because a lot of people watching right now have dental problems.
Problems with
your mouth. You might be struggling in terms of all kinds of decay, or sometimes there's genetic stuff that we have from our parents that's like, ooh, man, we have this deficiency. And, you know, we just want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website, because no matter what the need is in your life, dental need, a mental need, emotional need, a family need, maybe you're watching and you're struggling in your finances, we would love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, give us the honor and privilege to get to pray for you. And partners, I just want to tell you, thank you so much. Thank you so much for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. We couldn't do what we do without you as our partner. So thank you for praying for us. Thank you for financially helping us. And thank you for providing this opportunity for each and every viewer to really experience freedom, truth, and live in the vibrancy that God has for all of us. So we're going to join this interview now with Kelly Ballari. It'll help you immensely on your thought life, emotional as well as mental health for you today.
Do you struggle with worry, bad habits, negativity, and confusion? Does breakthrough seem impossible? With God, nothing is impossible. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." For your gift of $41 or more, we will send you Taking Every Thought Captive by Kelly Ballari. It is a call to be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Learn how to recognize the lies of the enemy and replace them with the truth of God. Pray through times of mental and emotional strife and use God's word to live in victory. We will also send you Sarah's In Step with the Spirit book and Marilyn's Fear Not CD. For your gift of $61 or more, we will include Marilyn's beautiful inheritance devotional. Discover what you already possess as a child of God with the mind of Christ through this beautiful book. Take back your clarity, purpose, and peace of mind. Call or click today for this life-changing resource.
Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are delighted to get some time with you. And I want to introduce to you our guest, Kelly Ballari. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
So glad to have you.
Thank you for having me here. This is a
delighted
joy.
We're glad you're here. Hey, Kelly, not everybody knows who you are. So Can you give us just kind of a little quick bio, and then we'll jump into your book, Take Every Thought Captive.
Well, first of all, I'm just a lover of Jesus. I am a girl saved by his grace. I am a testimony of his miracle, seriously. And he deserves all the glory for me even being alive today. That's who I am. And what I've done through him, through his grace and his power, is I've written a couple books, and my latest book is Take Every Thought Captive, Exchange the Lies of the Enemy for the Mind of Christ, because truly that's the only way that I've been able to make it through is by believing his truth.
Yeah.
You know, I've written some other books, Battle Ready and Fear Fighting, as well as Rest Now, and I blog at Purposeful Faith, and I speak around the nation, but I just really love God. I love his word, and I love his people.
Yeah, that's totally good. And you wrote this book called Take Every Thought Captive. You know, when you think about every thought, what would be some of the ideas behind taking your thoughts captive?
It's interesting because a lot of times, I'll just speak for myself. Sometimes I have my feelings, right? I'm worried, I'm fearful, I'm overwhelmed. And then that feeling will drive my thought right? It'll then I'll think, oh, I can't go and do all the things God has called me today, or I'm not going to be a good mom. And so feelings are the drivers, right? But when we take our thoughts captive, we actually, before we even feel the feeling, we're walking in the truth. And so what would that look like? In the morning, I might actually wake up and say, before I even have any bad feelings that come in, I can take my thoughts captive from moment one of the day and say, Jesus is Lord. He is the maker of every good thing in my life. He is creator, and I am his created. I walk not by power or might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Today, God, I walk full of all the grace that you have for me today. And taking thoughts captive is taking authority. It's taking the authority that Jesus has given us in our lives and executing it. It's putting it into action, putting it into faith, creating a highway of holiness so that the Lord can come in. And I just applied this to the start of the day because I feel like some of you out there might need to wake up with a fresh start and a fresh outlook. And you're just going through the motions and it's been tough and it's been hard. But I just want to tell you, when you wake up and you give all the God the glory first, then he will come in. He will come into your day and change your life and your outlooks, and the feelings won't be so big, but his word and his truth will be.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you might be watching right now and you might be struggling with some of these feelings. Feelings of fear, inadequacy, and impossibility. And we'd love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray, and we know that God answers prayer. And you know, Kelly, you talk about you do this at the beginning of your day, but how about like when you get in the afternoon? Because, you know, some of that can sustain you through the morning and you got wind in your sails. And then sometimes, I don't know, you hit a lull or you get into the evening or something happens during the day and like, ooh, you know, everything. What do you do with your thoughts and feelings in the moment when it's hard, right?
Yes. You know, and that's, Sarah, why I even wrote the book. Because I was thinking, man, I'm with God in the morning, but by afternoon, it's like I can turn into a hot mess or get, you know, mean towards people or forget what it was I was focusing on. Like, what happened to that, like, holy Kelly? She was there in the morning and now she's gone, you know? I'm snapping at the kids. I'm losing it with my husband, you know, the whole thing. And so what do we do when the going gets tough? We have to store God's word in our head. Okay, because at the end of the day, I can't be going through and being mom with the kids and then just turn it off and be like, okay, I'm gonna go off for an hour now. I gotta be with God. No, I still have to be mom. Or, you know, some of you still have to be at your job, or you still have to do your duty for what it is that you're called to do. But when we have God's word stored up in our head and we know it in our heart, it's gone beyond our head. It's made the 18-inch conversion from our head to our heart. Then it's like, I can rise up in that moment when the kids are getting frustrated and say, I have not been given a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Right now, I'm going to walk in the power of God. I have a sound mind. I know exactly what to do. And I'm not timid. I have the love of God working through me and the grace of God. And it's a shift. It's like saying, nope, devil, you will not. And yes, God, I'm welcoming you right now. And I'm going to harness your word and go a new direction. Because the word is a sword. And it's like a hammer and a fire. And so any hindrance, blockade, and barrier, any mountain that's before us, when we take that hammer, we can crash that thing down. We can burn up any structure that's in our way, but we have to use it. If we don't use it, we'll lose it. And we'll find ourselves frustrated, angry, upset, bitter, all the stuff. And so I'm kind of passionate about this. Can you tell?
Yeah. Of course. Use it or lose it. I like that phrase. That's very important.
That's good. And you know something, as you're watching, as you're listening to this, I know that God is speaking to you and encouraging you. Sometimes we get in difficult scenarios where we can blame ourselves, feel guilty. I messed up. I screwed up. I said the wrong thing. I did the wrong thing. And that can be hard. We feel guilty. And so I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, because again, that guilt and that condemnation, that's the tool of the enemy to constrict you and to beat you down. And that's not what God has for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And have you ever had that experience where you screwed up and you felt guilty? And then what do you do with that?
Oh my goodness, all the time. Because condemnation and shame is what the enemy tries to use against me. I had an eating disorder and I hated myself. I was trying to kill myself, but I felt so upset that I wasn't a better sibling to my family. I wasn't good enough. I never measured up to what God wanted me to be. But just like you said, Sarah, and this is so important for so many of you who are listening, the life-giving power of the Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. And this is not a fable. This is not a half-truth. This This is completely 100% the truth. And I want you to know, because this is what I have to remind myself of. Just because I've written some books, and I think Marilyn and Sarah would agree, that doesn't mean that you just all of a sudden have it all together. We are all fighting the good fight of faith the time.
We are.
But for you, friends, you are not walking anymore under the power of sin that leads to death. You are walking by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that leads you to all life and to all peace. And that, when you just declare that truth, it's like making a shift from down, depressed, devastated, uncertain about the future, to full of His life, His peace, His purpose, His passion, His power, and His presence. And that is available to you. Begin to declare that.
Mm-hmm. And you tell it in your book, Take Every Thought Captive, because that's where it is, really is.
Yeah, kind of the battlefield of the mind, the classic Joyce Myers, right?
Yeah.
Where the things that happen up here in between and our feelings and our thoughts. And if we're not careful, those things lead us instead of being led by Holy Spirit. You know, have you looked at in Romans 8, it says, set your mind on Holy Spirit and you will have peace in life. The mind set on the Spirit is peace in life. The mind set on the flesh is death. How do you work with that?
Amen. It's so true. That's really what I was even focusing on this morning, Sarah. And I think even just owning that, right? Where I say, if I am walking by the flesh of Kelly Blair, even here, if I'm striving, if I'm nervous, if I'm trying to do it on my own, I have just set up death for myself. But if I know it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. I am dead to myself and alive to Christ. Suddenly all the pressure is off on me and the flow is Holy Spirit. The streams of living water are Holy Spirit. And it doesn't even matter about me because it's all about Him. You know, Sarah, by what you were saying, I just want to mention one other thing. In the Amplified Classic version, it says to us in Romans 8 that when we are led by the flesh, it's actually hostility towards God. It is hostile. It is being hostile towards God. And whenever I think about that word, hostile, it makes me think about, you know, a back bar fight, you know, where somebody would take somebody out back and they'd fight him. Can you imagine us trying to fight against God? That arrogance, that's what the flesh is. We need to realize the repercussions of operating in the flesh because it is death to us and it is a brawl with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're watching this and you think, I need this. Yes, you do. I'm telling you, you do. So you need to call and be sure you get two or three of the books because you can pass them on. You want to be a blessing to others? This is the way. Pass it on. It works. It's wonderful.
And you know, too, if you have needs in your life, you have needs in terms of healing in your body, healing in your emotions and your thoughts, we would love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, because really Jesus came to heal us, to set us free, to deliver us. And we can walk in the truth and the reality and the fullness of what Jesus did for us on the cross. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. And we know that not only does God hear us, but He answers all of our prayers. And in just a moment, we're going to come right back and talk some more about your thoughts and feelings.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
Do you struggle with worry, bad habits, negativity, and confusion? Does breakthrough seem impossible? With God, nothing is impossible. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. For your gift of $41 or more, we will send you Taking Every Thought Captive by Kelly Ballari. It is a call to be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Learn how to recognize the lies of the enemy and replace them with the truth of God. Pray through times of mental and emotional strife and use God's word to live in victory. We will also send you Sarah's In Step with the Spirit book and Marilyn's Fear Not CD. For your gift of $61 or more, we will include Marilyn's beautiful inheritance devotional. Discover what you already possess as a child of God with the mind of Christ through this beautiful book. Take back your clarity, purpose, and peace of mind. Call or click today for this life-changing resource.
Welcome back. You know, love is, I looked at it, it's a constant theme in this book. There is a connection between love and taking our thoughts captive. So it's not loving to just let your thoughts go crazy, but it's loving to taking them captive. That's a big, big deal. So I like this, that it's a theme. So put your hand on your heart, say, this is a theme, and I need to follow the theme in Jesus' name, because the theme works with it. So Sarah, how do you take your thoughts captive?
Not very well sometimes. I know what I'm supposed to say, right? I know what I'm supposed to say. But if I'm honest, and I think that's what you need, I need, sometimes I struggle with it. And when you talk about love and taking your thoughts captive, you talk about this, Kelly, in your book, right? Take every thought captive. So what does love have to do with that?
I'm hearing that song. What's love got to do with this?
Love got to do with it, right? Exactly.
Exactly. Love, oh my goodness. You know, if we're worrying and fearing, we cannot be beholding the glory of the Lord. And it's written in Scripture that we with unveiled faces are beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed from one degree of glory to another into His image. And this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And so love has everything to do with it. Paul prayed in Ephesians 3 that we would experience the lengths and the depths and the widths and the heights of love. And in that is the fullness of life and power. And so everything about taking thoughts captive is about removing fear, worrying, stressing, so we can go about beholding Him. And as we're beholding Him, we're becoming Him. We're being transformed into Him.
Say that again.
As we're beholding Him, we are becoming him.
That is so good.
And so really, if you think about your mind, it's like, say it's like this pie of mind share. Think of a pizza pie, right? There's all these slices on the pizza pie, right? And this is mind share of our mind, right? If 90% of all those slices are thinking about worrying, fearing, bitterness, anger, what happened to me yesterday, oh, this circumstance I can't conquer, that only leads one little sliver to be able to behold the glory of the Lord.
Right.
But if we're able to say, no, I'm going to agree with your word, I'm going to look at you, Jesus, I'm going to understand your heart, I'm going to go into worship and in prayer, then we're rightly positioned to be able to behold Him and become Him and be the hands and feet of Jesus, to love as He loves, to touch as He touched, to see as He sees, to hear as He hears, because we're being transformed into the image of God. And so some of you are saying, okay, Kelly, this sounds good. I can almost hear you saying, this sounds good, Kelly, but like, yeah, how do I do this? And I just want to say, it's not as hard as it seems, because as you root out the lies, as you root out the fear and the worry, it becomes easier to receive His truth. And as you're receiving truth, you will be believing His truth and coming to Him in prayer and worship in ways you never have before, and He will do the transforming work in you. So be encouraged.
And along with that, and because you kind of jog my memory or my thoughts on this, you know, in Ephesians 3:19, it says, Paul writes, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. And sometimes knowing, you know, we think about what do I know? And we think it's informational, but knowing in this sense is like the whole experience. To know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, goes beyond what you can think, you know, way over the top, so that you may be filled up with all the fullness of God, God being infinite, overflowing our finite. And I think sometimes when we don't take captive our thoughts and we don't reflect and perceive God, and even God just loving us, you know, we've got to earn it, got to deserve it, got to be worthy. And just that whole reflecting and beholding and reflecting, we become like what we behold.
Yeah.
And I think that's so essential. And if God is love, as we behold and experience God loving us, then naturally it flows into that love expression through us. I think so many times we don't love well because we don't let God love us.
Absolutely. You know, when I'm just being reminded of when my son had a nightmare, you know, and he was so scared, and but he just said, "Daddy, Daddy," and he just ran up into the daddy's arms. And once he was in daddy's arms, he was completely okay. And for some of us, we're just trying to fight it and fend it off. We have walls raised up. We're trying to make our own way. Nobody ever took care of us. Nobody was there for us. And we got to fight our own fight. But the Lord Daddy's arms, like think about how Jesus died on the cross, arms wide open. He's saying the Spirit and the bride say, come. And there's some of you that the Lord is calling you just to come. Just set down everything that you think you are not or that hasn't happened. The Spirit and the bride are saying come to you. Because as you come into his arms, oh, his Spirit's going to come into you. And the fullness of life and power isn't in what you do. It's in who he is. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, Sarah, I completely agree with everything you've said because experiences actually form who we are. Think about this. If Marilyn got a sunburn, it would probably only take one time to get a really bad sunburn for you to put on sunscreen, right? Yeah. It would become a second nature because you're like, I don't want that to happen again. Or if, you know, say there's a car accident or something, then these are negative situations, but the same thing happens in the positive. You would put your seatbelt on again because you just instinctively know. Well, the same thing happens as we experience God, that knowing it informs our going. And so it becomes easy to become more like Jesus because it's been an experience that's informed our knowing. So we just become like him and it's not hard. It's not a ritual. There's grace behind it.
Mm-hmm. It's relaxed.
Relaxed.
Mm-hmm. It's relaxed. That's good.
You might be watching right now and you're struggling just to know that God loves you. You feel inadequate. You feel like you don't deserve it. Maybe you've done some bad things or poor choices or, you know, whatever. But we want to pray for you that you would absolutely know the love of God in you as well as to you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray and really pray this verse for you, Ephesians 3:19, that you would know the love of God that goes beyond knowledge. And one of the things, too, you talk about in Take Every Thought Captive, and you do a whole chapter on it, is chapter 10, Start, Stop. Yeah. The process of start, stop.
Right.
And what does that look like? How do we do that?
So, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll go through the day, ladies, and you all are super powerful, amazing women of the Lord. So maybe this doesn't happen to you, but it happens to me. And I will not even think about what I'm thinking about, right? I'll just be on autopilot. I need to do this. I need to do that. I'm going here. I got to bring, you know, and so, but we need to start thinking about what we're thinking about, right? What are we thinking about? Sometimes because we've grown up with thought since childhood, right? Oh, you know, I've got to work hard to be loved. You know, I might not even think that thought, but underneath in the subconscious, that could be deep down rooted inside of me. And because it's familiar, it doesn't seem like it's an intruder. But what is familiar can be an intruder. As you think about what you're thinking about and record those things down, you will begin to see themes in your walk that do not align with scripture. So we begin to think about what we're thinking about. We think, is this thought from God? Is it from the devil? Or is it my flesh? Okay? And that gives us a lot of inclination as to whether we should continue to think this thought or not. And then we say, where will this thought or this belief, if left unharnessed, where will this lead me 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road? And this is a real awakening moment, right? Because if I think that I have to perform to be loved, it's going to be a Kelly Ballari show, and I'm going to be walking in insecurity all my life. I could push my children away. I could push my husband away. There's real damage, right? Because like we said, walking in the flesh leads to death. But then we begin to go a new way, okay? And we submit to the mind of Christ. And we say, what is your truth, Lord? And we write down the truths that pertain to that lie. So we have the lie and we address the truth. But sometimes it doesn't end there. And a lot of people just say, oh, just replace the lie with the truth. Yes, that works to a degree. But the reality is, like I said, there can be subconscious beliefs that we've developed from childhood that we don't even realize that are deep down in us. And we have to go to Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, where did this first come from? Show me where this first opened up in my life and let Holy Spirit lay that out. And as we do, we can say, God, what is your truth here? What is your healing for me? We repent and we renounce any wrong ways that we've gone. And then ask God for the new way to go and begin to walk that out with prayer and supplication. And then, as we walk with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, the peace of God that transcends all understanding will fall on us. Mm-hmm.
So good, so good. I just want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. There are so many things that God wants to do in your heart and your soul and your mind. And I ask you, take one thought that is a struggle for you. It's like a stronghold. It might be a thought of fear. It might be a thought of pride. Could be a thought of insecurity. Could be a thought of inadequacy. Take that one thought, hop on the phone, get on the website, and we want to pray for you and pull down that stronghold so that you can walk in the truth and the fullness and the genuine love of God in your life.
In parts of Asia, babies and toddlers growing up in the sex industry do not have safe childhoods. Instead, they are left on the streets, abused and neglected while their mothers work. They have nowhere safe to go. You can change this. Night Care provides a safe place for these babies and toddlers where they are loved and cared for. Every night at the center, they are given a nutritious meal, toys to play with, and a safe place to sleep. Help us provide safe childhoods for these babies and toddlers. Help us protect babies and toddlers from the horrors of the sex industry. $38 protects one baby for 1 month. Donate now by calling 800-627-1995.
Thank you so much for joining with us. Kelly, would you minister to our audience?
I would love to. So, audience, recently a man came into my house, a handyman. His whole back was healed, and he was set free even though he was going to need surgery. You know, it says in Psalm 105:18, they afflicted Joseph's feet when he was in prison in fetters, and iron hath entered his soul. Mm-hmm. Father God, I feel that there are people who are watching right now where iron has entered your soul, whether it is bitterness, unforgiveness, whether you've been carrying burdens, whether you feel like your back is breaking because you've had too many cares, circumstances has taken you down. God, I just thank you that your fire, the fire of the Lord is enough right now to break those fetters, to break that iron that is come against you and your back that is making you feel like you don't have a strong spine anymore. In Jesus's name, I pray that any iron that is impacting your walk in the Lord, and maybe it's even physical, it is physically hurting your back right now, be broken off of you. And in Jesus's name, I speak to your spine and to your back, be healed in the name of Jesus. Depression go, fear go, torment go. In Jesus's mighty name, I pray, for whom the sun sets free is free indeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So I want you to say this with me. Today is the best day of my life. Why? Because Jesus Christ lives big in me. This very day, it works.